The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you should also love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Couched in the context of the Last Supper, Jesus wastes no time communicating that which is at the heart of his entire mission. He says, "Love one another as I have loved you." And when he speaks of this love, he's not speaking of a feeling good type of love. He's talking about an agape, a love that is willing to go to whatever extent, even to the point of laying down one's life for the salvation of the other, for the good of the other, purely as other, no strings attached. We may say, well, how do we know this for certain? Well, if you go on to the 15th chapter, Jesus speaks about no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Again, agape love. Now, this type of love, we know, isn't easy. Because listen to what was being described in the Acts of the Apostles, Paul and Barnabas on mission. They're going about evangelizing. And they're not so much going around evangelizing to establish believers, those who give an intellectual assent. Oh, I believe in Jesus. No, they have gone out to make disciples. The term disciple literally translates into learners, students, those who are going to immerse themselves in attending to the word of Jesus, and in that attention to his word, actually following his way, imitating him in every way possible. And we know this had to have been a challenge, because listen to how Paul and Barnabas address the people. They go to these villages, these areas, and they go back again to encourage them of the necessity to persevere in the faith. To persevere in the faith. And then he also goes on to say, it is necessary. It's not an option. It is necessary for us to endure many hardships in order to enter the kingdom of God. So when we think about this whole notion of love, how Jesus loves us. How has he? Because whenever Jesus taught, he always taught by example. Whenever he spoke, he led us with an example to confirm that teaching. So when we think about how Jesus loves, what images, what examples come to mind as we consider the Gospels? Restoring sight to the blind, cleansing lepers, hearing to the deaf, the ability to speak intelligibly again to those who are mute, feeding the multitudes with a minuscule amount. We probably even remember the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. Jesus' words to her after everybody had dispersed, "Neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more." This is how he loves. He loves with his whole person, his word, yes, his action, his whole body, his whole blood, his soul, his divinity. Every person he encountered, he went the whole way. This is what the disciples witnessed Jesus doing. Now, oftentimes when we hear this commandment, we think of the song, We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love. But you notice, that's not what Jesus is saying. Because the term Christian wasn't used until Antioch after Jesus ascended into heaven. This is being spoken before. Jesus is asking, is challenging us. He's saying to us the true hallmark, what will be the most effective means of bringing people into me, to come into communion with me, to be a part of my mystical body, the church, will not so much be the miracles, the love, the action of giving yourself over in such a way that even if you're realizing that the salvation of the people that you're being sent to is such that you are willing to die for them if necessary. This is radical. And it is indeed difficult. No question about it. And not so much, the great difficulty isn't so much loving those on the margins, those on the outside. It's loving those within the community, those within the family. Why? Because we know each other's foibles. We know each other's idiosyncrasies, our tics. We see it. And Jesus says, despite that, love that person purely as the other, as they are. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I have come to do what He sent me to do. If we stop and consider today, what have we been given to do? Because these words are addressed to us. It's in the context of the Last Supper. We know that Judas has gone under the cover of night. He's been induced by Satan. And you notice the language. He says, children, I will only be with you for a little while. In fact, more literally, little children. And if you look at the original Greek, Jesus is speaking in the context of the Last Supper. Who is it that usually is at the head of the Last Supper? The Father of the family. Jesus is actually, as the eternal Word of God, He's speaking in the person of the Father. Little children. Love one another as I love you. This is how they will know you as my disciples, as those who have chosen to learn from me, who are meek and humble of heart. It's hard for us sometimes to realize that in the sense of what we hear. This is a sacrificial love. We throw the word love around so much. I love my ice cream. I love my car. And of course, we have a saying, we have a great preference for that, that food or that particular vehicle or whatever. But what we're being told to embrace is something that can only be realized by virtue of the fact that God has loved us first. St. Paul says, the love of God has been poured into our hearts. And it's because of this love, that hope does not disappoint. We gather as a people as we are. We are diverse in our membership. We're diverse. But when we partake of the ways in which Jesus continues to love us with His presence, with His word, with His body, His blood, His soul and divinity in every single Eucharist, this is how we encounter the Lord. And we encounter Him outside of this gathering. Whenever we embrace the word of God in prayer, we are encountering Jesus as He is. But when we come as we do and receive Him as He is in word and sacrament, there we go forth. Many though we are, we go forth as one, communicating the same type of encouragement that Paul and Barnabas were able to present to the people, to give them encouragement, to give them strength. And so that mantle is being passed on to us in every single Eucharist, we receive the fruit of this love. And so let us today, as we consider how Jesus confirmed his word at that Last Supper and continues to confirm the word, as we look at the reality of the record of the early Christian community, we realize this commandment is not a Disney World or Disneyland type of presentation of love. This is really what it is. We have record after record after record of those who chose to be the student of Jesus, those who would walk with the Lord in such a way that they were imitating him in every way, to the point of even laying down their lives. Remember, Stephen was being stoned, and he said while he was being stoned to death, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And this Paul, who once was Saul, was there, and they threw their garments at his feet, and he received them. And no doubt, he is witnessing that type of love being communicated by those who were actually killing him, had an impact on him, so much so that when he would encounter Jesus on the road to Damascus, he himself would ultimately submit to such a Lord, to such a Savior, to such a love. And so let us pray today for one another as we struggle to realize that love in our own hearts, much less to see it in another or to give it to another. Take Jesus at his word. Receive him today as he is. And trust him to give us the same power, the same encouragement in the word, in the spirit, in the community of the believing body of those who have chosen not merely to say, "Oh, I believe in Jesus." No, I'm following the Lord. I am ready to lay down my life if that's what it's going to take. And it's in this context, in every Eucharist, that we receive everything that we need to be faithful to such a high calling. God love you.